This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. They're at SHOT Show right now. If you're in Vegas looking for something to do, go to the Aero Precision booth. Normally we do this on a Monday, but Monday, as it is in the Southeast, whenever the word snow is mentioned, everything breaks. So that happened yesterday. We actually had some fall. So trying to catch up now on my daily rounds. Joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So then, what's up?
Bill, I'd make fun of you, but if we had a snowflake here, I think Southwest Louisiana would grind to a halt.
It absolutely would. I was stationed there for a year in Leesville, and I don't think it ever got into the 30s.
We get that. Do you remember last week? By the way, are you getting interesting calls coming in from SHOT Show, your buddies?
I've gotten one or two. I mean, the biggest thing I've heard is that it's half the crowd.
Yeah.
Half the crowd.
When I was there for a convention 6 weeks ago, they made you wear a mask inside the convention center. And a lot of people just went, oh, man, you want me to do business wearing a mask. That's hard. I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I got a box of 100 masks done for last year's SHOT Show that never happened. And
okay.
And they were cloth. And I got them in cloth because they were easy to breathe through. Because I knew already that masks didn't work. So I was like, well, if a mask isn't going to work, I'm at least going to put my logo on it, and I'll make it easy to breathe through.
Right.
And other than that, it's just a decoration.
Right. Yep.
And, for all of those out there that say, well, the N95 mask works, yes, it does, but it does have to fit to your face. It does have to have a seal. And you also need about four or five of those a day if you go out and you were out all day long. So, what do they cost? About $3 a pop, so you're doing, I don't know, $15, yeah. $75 worth of masks in a work week. You in for that? Because if you're not changing them, that's doing you no good either.
So, Bill, you've had COVID.
Yes.
I think I've had the Omicron, so I'm going, why? Now it's theater. Yeah, no, I didn't go to SHOT Show. We're back to murder as usual. In Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, this weekend we saw 4 people tragically murdered. An additional 25 were wounded, but they were able to get to medical treatment before they expired. You know, it was noteworthy a week ago when I think there were 7 people shot, but none of them fatally. All that's meaningless until we put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Most counties won't have a single murder this year. More than half of all of the murders in the United States come from a mere 2% of our counties, 1 out of 50.
Right.
Our failing blue cities are just frighteningly violent. Meanwhile, Lori Lightfoot blames everybody else but Chicago and Illinois politicians.
She doesn't blame Kim, the what's her name? Kim Fox?
Oh, yeah. The Soros-funded district attorney in Chicago who has a catch-and-release policy for gang members? No. Lori knows who's paying her bills. It sounds like I'm beating up on Democrats, doesn't it? Well, so do the politicians in Indiana. Particularly, that's a Republican-controlled state. It's their fault. They had a constitutional carry bill last year. It was killed by the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She just never brought the bill up. Now, the president of the Indiana Senate could put that bill in any committee for review. He put it in exactly the same place. This year, now it hasn't happened yet, this senator, Kim Brown, I think is her name, said, well, I have my own constitutional carry bill. The difference between the bill and the House is that she goes, yeah, it starts at 21 rather than 18 years of age. Okay, we'll get in a conference committee. Maybe we'll settle on 18 or 20 and then whittle it down from there. But, or that's a sham and she won't bring that bill up at all. What these guys don't know. Well, I was talking to a lobbyist in Indiana and he goes, these guys have no facts. They'll get a sheriff's deputy in there who goes, yeah, I'm worried that if there were constitutional carry, I wouldn't be able to find a bad guy. Well, but right now there's no law that says I have to announce that I'm carrying. I will, but there's no law that says if I don't do it within the prescribed time, I've committed a crime. That means, and law enforcement officers will tell you, I treat everybody as if they're armed. I have to.
Right.
But here's the sad part, and I ran the numbers. I did my John Lott imitation. It's a poor imitation, but it's the best I can do.
Right.
1,600 more honest citizens would be armed each year when they're attacked in Indiana if they passed constitutional carry. The background cheat is it goes from 12.5% up to about 30% of adults who carry. And again, let's put that in perspective. We have anti-drunk driving. We have we ask older people to take vision tests. We tell young people when they're new drivers, hey, the weather's bad, it's night. Keep that in mind. Well, that 1,600 people who would be armed if they pass constitutional carry is twice the number that die on Indiana roads each year. That's a lot of people to save. And they're being hung up by politicians who are living in a fantasy world. You can't blame the politicians. They don't know what they don't know. And now it's up to us to make it in their interest to do the right thing.
Well, with politicians, right? With politicians, if they're going to consider something like this, they should go through a discovery period. I've told this to a local politician here. And having a cop come in and say, well, I don't know how I'll find the bad guys if everybody gets to carry a gun. They'll probably be committing a crime. Because you guys don't prevent crime. You guys investigate crime.
Right.
You're not Batman and Robin out there. You're investigating crime. You got chalk, you got photographs, you got all kinds of other stuff. But you're not out there stopping a crime project. I love it when they get out there and roll one of those guys in there and that's his
shtick.
That's his, yeah, exactly. That's his shtick. And his shtick is just full of, I can't say it. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense of Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up. It's carried at Ammoland, or where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Just wrote one the other day.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mercer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And how did the return of the Polite Society podcast go?
Good. One advantage we had, of course, we used to be a podcast. We lost it when Paul had his stroke. We already have more downloads than we were getting video plays on YouTube and where was the other, Vimeo and Facebook. So that's good. People liked having us in their pocket. I think they're glad to have us back.
On you got a tougher job on with YouTube. You got to be within the algorithm. You got to have over 1,000 subscribers. You got to have over 4,000 hours watched in a year. I mean, there's so many things you've got to actually do in order to get them to put you in a place to where you can actually be seen. That if you're already doing it, if you're already kicking it in the audio space, no censors in podcasting that I'm aware of. Now, despite what they want Spotify to do to Joe Rogan.
Right. And there are lots and lots and lots of other podcast aggregators. So if you use Spotify and you want to hear Joe, you've got lots of other choices.
Sure.
In fact, you can get his RSS feed together and even bypass the aggregators.
Yep.
let me jump into another news article because I want to get your comments on it, okay?
Sure.
There was an Islamic terrorist. He took over a synagogue in Coleyville, Texas.
Right, right.
Malik Faisal Akram took over the hostage this weekend. He demanded that a convicted Muslim terrorist be released from prison. The FBI used a hostage rescue team to shoot this guy after an 11-hour standoff. Then the FBI spokespole says, we have no idea why a Muslim terrorist would take over a hostages of a synagogue. That we just can't figure that out. It isn't that the FBI doesn't have a serious job to do. It's that they're incapable of doing it due to their political indoctrination.
See, I knew when they were saying, you know, he's a British national. I knew who that, I knew what they were covering up at that point because.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of talk in Britain about how many Muslims are there and how there's parts of England that are not available to them anymore because they've been shut out of their own country. So, as far as all that goes, they can keep on. It's the same thing with Black America. If they run up on somebody that's a perpetrator that's Black, they don't want to get involved in that. They don't even want to go there.
Right,
they're afraid of retribution, or you know, if they try to.
Well, they're afraid of being called a racist.
Sure, but I mean that's a default thing. Me and you, if we go to an NRA meetup, right, and we go outside, and I don't smoke anymore, so I don't go outside to smoke. If we would just went outside, just get a breath of air, there could be some people out there that would refer to us as racist because they think the NRA is a KKK without the pointy hat thing. And they, of course, would call us that. It's a default thing. We're going to call you a racist, and now you have to defend yourself against calling us a racist because all that other stuff you were doing. Well, we can't defeat the logic of what you were saying.
Right. Yeah. And that sort of thinking was at play here, not just by the FBI. The rabbi banned guns in the synagogue. And he was really bringing his far-left politics to church. He said that Israel is an apartheid state and then said, yeah, individuals, even though you've got your concealed carry permits, not just constitutional carry as they have in Texas, even if you're licensed and you can carry everywhere, no, not here. He did not have an armed security team. To me, that sounds like negligence. I'm sorry that the congregants' lives were threatened. I hope if you were held hostage and all the people who attended that day were, that they will sue the rabbi and the governing board of the synagogue for reckless endangerment. Is there a hold harmless clause for terrorist acts like that, Bill?
Not one that I'm aware of, but I mean, I'm waiting for the new thing to turn out to be where if you go into a gun-free zone,
okay,
and something happens there and you have not provided sufficient security once you've disarmed
right.
me, now you
yeah.
are liable and I'll be coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming at you, friend, and I hope it was all good for you. Hope you enjoyed that little power trip over me and all that other fun stuff. But you get to pay.
I want that. Now, thank God no one was injured. That's more luck than sense.
Yeah, pure dumb luck. Absolutely, yeah.
But the fact that, I mean, we've had several, two that come to mind, obviously, churches attacked in Texas. And to sit there and a guy go, yeah, I know we're Jews. I know we've been persecuted. But, of course, we'll let God provide. No, we're God's hands. That's negligence. It did have some interesting political fallout. Did you see what President Biden said about it?
The gibberish?
I read it,
and it sounded like a typical Joe Biden thing, so I just went away, and I was like, what's the big deal about this? This is just Joe being Joe. He forgot most of everything he just said. So what was it you took away from that?
He goes, we do our best, but we can't stop armed terrorists because they can just get guns off the streets. Wait a minute. So you mean criminals don't obey our gun laws, Joe? Is that what you just said? I think that's what you just said. By the way, you're right. And then he had various spokespeople back up, walk that back like, oh, yeah, but no, gun control is really important. This is, we've only got, when we come back, I want to talk about this with you again.
Sure, sure.
He says, we need more gun control. When we ask criminals if they get their guns legally, only 2% of them say yes. And those guys might not have been prohibited people when they committed their crimes. So that's like just signing up for more failure.
Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up at Amoland, where I write the Armed Citizens column each week.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican in the Senate is accusing Democrats of launching fake hysteria over voting rights.
These same colleagues have spent weeks thundering, literally thundering, that the Senate 60-vote threshold is an offensive tool of obstruction. But late last week, they literally wielded the 60-vote threshold themselves.
Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell condemning efforts by Democratic leaders to lift the Senate filibuster to pass sweeping bills on voting rights and election reforms. Better late than never. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available starting today. Residential households in the United States can order a set of 4 rapid antigen COVID-19 tests from USPS.com, and they start shipping out in late January. USA Radio News. A report from the Michigan Office of the Auditor General ties Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration to more COVID-19 deaths at long-term care facilities than previously reported.
The report from Michigan's Auditor General released on Monday came several days after media coverage, criticism, and a letter from the State Health Department challenging the report's findings. The report identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had reported. Tudor Dixon, who's a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer's worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, President Biden set to hold a news conference. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, making some very good points today. Where would you, and you said you wanted to continue this, so look, let's go. We got Rob.
He says, I'm going to stop COVID by telling everybody to put up a chain link fence to keep the virus out. You'd call it theater, you'd call it insane, except some people would say, well, it might help. So they're making excuses for failure. And here we have, we interviewed people who were held in prison on firearms offenses, and we asked them, and they told us, where'd you get your guns? I said, got them on the street. There were 2 exceptions out of 100. 2 went and said, yeah, I was able to buy it at a gun show or at a gun store because I didn't have a criminal record yet. And now we've got a president who in front of the press corps goes, yeah, it fails, but we should do it anyway. And they nod like a bunch of sheep. I don't know what to call that, Bill. Is that stupid? Is it propaganda?
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. It's stupid. It's ignorant. It is clueless. It is based upon no point of reference. I mean, when you're talking about the media, you're talking about New York or California, right?
Right.
If you start looking at local media, you can really figure out some easy things by just who they're affiliated with. Because I've been watching a local outlet expecting to see a little critical thinking. Oh, no. None of that. So, this is them copy and pasting.
Okay.
This is what they hear all the time. This is what the gun control saves lives. Gun control saves nothing. Gun control, me and you, okay? Me and you. So let's say we both go and buy a gun.
Right.
You buy your gun, you're a pretty good guy. I buy my gun, I'm a pretty good guy. But then, while we're out training, I take a tumble, I take a shot to the head, you know, and I'm concussed. Not being shot in the head, but, you know, an impact. So now I'm concussed. And if I'm not careful, that could develop into something they call CTE, which takes a lot of concussions to develop that, but I've had two or three. And so with CTE, like Junior Seau had CTE. Junior Seau took a gun and shot himself and killed himself because he had CTE. Now, the background check is a Polaroid snapshot in time.
Yep.
It has no... All it does is it's looking at us on this day. I took one today. I took a back... Well, I didn't have to take one because I have a concealed carry permit. But...
Right.
I bought a gun today, and if I had gone through a background check, they would have been looking at me from today and back. It is no guarantee that I'm not going to snap at any given time. Now, I'm probably not going to. Most likely not going to, But the background check and all this other stuff that they nod about, universal background check, safe storage, all this other stuff, where they have it, nothing's changed.
Good point.
And if they would simply do a little critical thinking when he's out there doing that during the nod fest, somebody would say, Mr. President, don't you have that in Seattle and in Washington State and in Oregon? Well, nothing changed there. It actually
California.
Went up. California, New York State, Mr. President, New Jersey, Illinois, Mr. President. You know, if somebody actually did that, well, of course, he would be booed excessively. For that, but it's copy and paste.
Okay, and it's just a profound failure. Now, there is, I was talking to a bunch of professionals in Washington, D.C. They're even conservative. They're just way outside our gun community, Bill. They may have shot, but by no, just they're not. They're not shooters, nowhere near it. And bunch of elite conservative lawyers, in fact. And so I asked them, how often do terrorist acts happen? And how often do people defend themselves with a firearm? And they were off by factors of 1,000. And then I said, how accurate do you think they are? And I go, I get my impressions from the news. So what is it a Will Rogers or a Samuel Clemens? If you don't watch the news, and in his case he meant read, if you don't read the news, you're uninformed. And if you do read them, you're misinformed. So
I think that sounds
that
like Twain.
That does sound like Twain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the issue? And we know that the media is again, by factors of 1,000, biased in their coverage of armed defense. John Lott dug that up for us. Thank you again, John. That's twice we've mentioned him.
See, the problem is going to be with this, Rob. The problem is going to be with this, and we're already seeing it in California, you know, like in Beverly Hills and everything else. Eventually, all of these leftist policies that are so bad, right? This is getting out there and taking a bunch of people and programming them and saying, go eat, nobody's going to stop you. And this, but in this case, it turns out to be crime. We got bail reform. We got Soros-funded look the other way DAs, and we got a lot of people, and they decriminalize a lot of things. And then we got gun control. So we create this predator class, and we let them loose. And it's black and white, and I mean criminals of every stripe, and all this other stuff.
Right.
And then And then eventually, after they've hit everybody in Skid Row, now they got to go out into the nice neighborhoods.
Yep.
And then, you know, one day you're a very well-to-do dude. You're sitting outside in L.A. taking your lunch is $500 a plate. And you're sitting there admiring your $500,000 Miller wristwatch, and suddenly some guy runs up and just snatches it off of your wrist. And there's no cops there to go after it, because in L.A. there are 500 cops in the red right now. They're 500 cops short. So you get guy just takes off. You call your insurance agent. Right now, you and I could make a fortune just selling counterfeit watches in L.A.
You keep your good one in the safe and wear the plastic copy. Okay. Yeah. Get it.
So.
And your buddy says, "Man, is that really the high class watch?" And you go, "Do I look crazy? The good that's locked up in my safe. I like
now,
it."
And normally in these areas, right? All these people who are now being hit are also the enablers.
Yeah.
Of these leftist politicians, they give money to them, they vote for them, they support them, they do all this stuff. And now, all of a sudden, they've got to go to them and say, "You know how we don't want you to give permits to anybody? Well, we want you to give it to us. Give us a permit."
Well,
and then
I saw it. Go ahead.
And then you start getting lawsuits. But we're coming up on the break. We can continue on the other side. This is good stuff. I love good stuff. Anyway, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. So the last one runs about 90 minutes a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and the writing's picked up at Amaland. I also get to write the Armed Citizen column each week at all. Amaland takes a self-defense story, about 1,000 words.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily.
That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the guns.com. Guns.com. I say it often. From the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, we were talking about the boomerang effect that all leftist policies seem to have, especially against those really nice ones.
Yeah, and we will, because you set it up so perfectly. I was thinking, looking at my notes here, we do know how to secure our churches, our mosques, and our synagogues. We know how. And, again, we have this distorted perception that we need a SWAT team up in the church bell tower. Most of the attacks do not involve a firearm. It's most of the problems are not from terrorists. They're fights between congregants rather than between congregants and outsiders. Now, there are some of those, yes. And as a guy phrases I thought was very apt, look, the fight started at home. It's been fueled at home, and they just brought it to church when they came to church. Now, there is the other side where criminals target congregants and staff. Now, in the previous example, she won't let me see my kids. I'll get them from church daycare so that I can show her and I can see my son again. Yikes. You get thrown into the middle of family dynamics. And then there are robbers who go, you know, they're bringing some nice cars to church. Too bad they'll have to walk home when we're done. So it's very much a mixed bag.
Well, here's the thing. We had a big space rock pass by at about 800,000 miles away, I think, or something like that, or a million miles away.
Right, and, between us and the moon.
Yeah, it was a near-Earth object. And the thing is, they talk about all of these technologies they could try to bring online, a bunch of ARC ships developed, or some way to change its trajectory. And then they get out there and they say, but look how much it's going to cost, and look how often we'll probably use it. And what they're basically saying is, we don't want to spend the money for this preparation.
Right.
Okay, fine. So then when one day when Don't Look Up, the movie, actually becomes Don't Look Up the Circumstance, and that's a possibility. It's always a possibility because they don't know how many near-Earth objects there are. What then? So that's why I carry a gun. I don't expect, you know, if I'm in a church and two people get into a fight over, you know, the passing of the plate or whatever it is, whatever causes that fight, cool, I don't have to draw a weapon and deal with that. But right. If somebody comes bursting in, or if they're shooting from outside, like they did in Sutherland,
right.
Then I have options. It is not a, it's not a one, it's not a guarantee. I'm not going to, well, Bill's got a gun, so he'll definitely persevere. That's just not the way it works.
Right.
But I do have options that, you know, these people that don't want to prepare and don't want to look out. Like right now, the big thing I'm having an argument with still, I don't believe in carrying the smallest gun made because it's comfortable as a concealed carry weapon.
Ah, yeah.
You know, that's a new niche. I mean, with the Hellcats and the
right.
the double stack Smith & Wesson M&P and with the P365. All of them very good guns. I think the M&P Shield is a very good gun. But I also don't think that is a... Well, I mean, we saw the limitations at Tactical Response, didn't we? Because there was a kid there with an M&P Shield. It was a single stack. But he found out the limitations because we could shoot longer without having to reload.
And all firearms are a trade-off.
Sure.
If we could, we'd be shooting Olympic small-bore target pistols if accuracy was all we wanted. If being able to carry in a environment where someone's going to look up your clothes a lot, we'd be carrying Derringers in a sock. So where do you want to trade? There is some media hype and some herd effect there, Bill. You agree?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's when the P365 as an example came out. The reason they call it the 365 is because you can carry it 365 days a year.
Every day. Right.
Every day. And you can't. But then again, you carry a Glock 19 365 days a year, don't you?
I do.
And I would argue that that is a more shootable pistol just because of its slight increase in size than the... And because it is a trade-off, if it is a slight increase in size, I would also hazard a guess that you have adjusted to that. I don't even carry inside the waistband, so I just carry the biggest thing I can find that I can hide under a shirt. And I'm in a state now where we have open carry, so it doesn't even matter. So, you know...
Good.
You know, if my gun flashes somebody, big deal.
Big deal.
But I mean, that's all about preparation. I want to go out there with the best tool I've got, and I'm going to take enough stuff with me because there's no guarantee it's just going to be the 3 shots, 3 feet, 3 second rule. I might be facing a mob. I don't know.
Let's back up because I'm curious about new gun owners. You know, there are a lot of people who, there's this attitude in society, most people have it. Ooh, guns are icky. Why don't you carry one? Ooh, guns are icky. But I think they're responding to something that society's fed them. Because I saw this article, it just had a note with me, gun control is of, by, and for the elites. Politicians exempt themselves. Mayor Bloomberg has enough $1 billion. He can go buy former federal marshals so that his security team can go anywhere. And that's true for politicians in most of our deep blue cities. They have their own security team. You and I paid for it. College professors, the elites of the elites, they're for gun control. D.C. lawyers. Look, these guys are not getting off work at 2 a.m., having to take public transportation and going to their third floor apartment, walking upstairs carrying groceries. Do you think, does that ring true that gun control is by and for the elites?
Absolutely. They understand the utility of guns. I mean, When you were saying that about the teams, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be great to have somebody who could just carry my gun for me? Just pay them to carry my gun for me. And then when I had to do self-defense, I'd say, Jeeves, get in front of me and hand me my gun.
You stopped the first round here. Thank you, sir. Anti-gun Democrat Senator Ralph Warnock from Georgia spent over $800,000 on his personal security last year. Now, of course, that was a lot of it was our money he was spending. But wow. These guys like security when they don't have to provide.
We're about to run out of time. But, I mean, these guys that get out there and say, I'm very valuable and I must be protected at all costs. You're one of 100. And you're probably going to get primaried, and you're probably going to be gone in 2022, pal. Same with especially in the House. They're one of 435. Most
right.
of them, no, most of us don't know the 95% of them. So I do enjoy that though. I do enjoy that when they get out there and say, "Well, with my private security, I had to have it because I'm so doggone important." Don't you know?
Well,
I would rather have my. I'll handle that. Thanks very much. I'll use that money to buy Burritz.
Oh, we've got 1 minute. Oh, less than a minute. We've got something to talk about next week, Bill.
Okay. Let's do that then. Thank you very much for joining me today and making the shift. I'm sorry about the snow.
Oh, not a problem. You can't control the weather. I know you're powerful. I know you're a great, powerful Bill, but wow.
Yeah. Make me sound like the Oz. Don't look behind the curtain. Thank you very much, sir.
It's been a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
All right. Coming up next, hopefully from the, I don't know if he'll be on the floor of SHOT Show or what, but Greg Eager from Guns.com is supposed to join us. Let's see if we can make that happen. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.